This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The USS Liberty, 1967. I've been covering this for 5 years at least. A lot of people have been covering it for 30 years. It's now been, what, 36 years since it happened. June 8th, 1967, the ship came under attack. Support was turned back by LBJ. We've had the former chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Moore on. We've had Rear Admiral Merlin Starring on. We've had many of the heroes that are still alive who were on board the ship that day on the show. But there have been some new developments, folks, and here in the second hour, I'm going to be honored to have the filmmaker Tito Howard, who we had on last week with several guests on this subject, with Captain Ward Boston, who dropped one of the biggest bombshells of them all, according to this Associated Press article. He got angry by a book that was written full of propaganda about what happened, and so he went public with an affidavit that is amazing about basically the cover-up of what really happened. But hey, why hear my words on it? Why not hear from Captain Ward Boston, the senior legal counsel for the Navy's Court of Inquiry into the attack on the Liberty? And his statement was read into the record by Admiral Starring a few weeks ago, a former judge advocate general of the Navy, following our portions of what he read. We'll read that later or just get his comments on it. Captain Boston, thank you for coming on the show, sir.
That's my pleasure.
We're going to break here in a few minutes and come back in a long segment. We've got plenty of time to go over all this. But first off, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in this and why you have been speaking out now.
All right. Well, my background, prior to World War II, I was a student of the oboe, and I was lucky enough to get a scholarship to Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia after having studied with Harold Gomberg, who was the later the solo oboist in New York Philharmonic. It wasn't that I was a great musician. I just had the luck to study with Mr. Gomberg. So when World War II started, I realized that I was going to go into a military band or that type, and I decided to go into the V-5 program, which was aviation cadet, and I got my wings in Pensacola and ended up out in the Pacific. I flew off the three Jeep carriers and the Saratoga and the Ranger. The only one I was in combat was the Yorktown, U.S. That's Yorktown, CV-10, and we lost a third of our fighter squadron there. I finished up my Navy flying in Norfolk on the Midway, USS Midway, made a shakedown cruise to South America, and then back to Oceania, and I got out and went back to college. Instead of going back to music, I decided I'd been 4.5 years away from it, and of course, I indicated I wasn't really that brilliant, but at the same time, I recognized the Lord Fauntleroys, the Leonard Bernsteins, and the people who really had the talent. So I had the GI Bill available, and I went to matriculated to College of William and Mary in Virginia, finished my AB, and got my Doctor of Laws degree, and practiced a short while in Virginia, and went in the FBI for a couple of years as a special agent, San Francisco and Los Angeles. And when Korea started, I came back in the regular Navy. I'd been a reserve officer flying weekends for 8 years, well, 4.5 during World War II, and then the rest as a weekend warrior. And I ended up flying jets in the weekend warriors. But when Korea started, I was out of the Navy, of course. I was in the FBI. And Mr. Hoover didn't like us to be reserve officers, so I came back in the regular Navy as what they call a law specialist. And I did that for the rest of my 35 years active duty.
Well, you've had an amazingly full life, and we'll talk about the USS Liberty and your connection to it and your very interesting and very important statements from your affidavit, sir. And when we get back after this quick break, we'll also have Tito Howard, who's online with us, joining us, the documentary filmmaker who put us in contact with you. We're so honored to have you. How many radio interviews have you done, Mr. Boston?
Well, I think, Dad, I've got the results of those interviews with AP. Right after
Well, I'll tell you what, stay right there. We'll be right back, sir. Please stay with us.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're talking about the tragic attack, the dastardly attack on the USS Liberty on June 8, 1967. We've had Admiral Moore, Admiral Starring, some of the survivors on, Tito Howard, the filmmaker. And during the break, I was talking to Captain Ward Boston, who's dropped the biggest bombshell of them all to date about the cover-up by the president concerning all of this. I was talking to him during the break. I mean, this guy, again, was in combat in the Pacific. He then went into the FBI, back into the Navy, became a captain. And he, of course, was one of their lawyers working on the Liberty case. And so we're discussing that with Captain Ward Boston, the senior legal counsel for the Navy's Court of Inquiry into the attack on the Liberty. We've had one of his counterparts on Friday, Admiral Merlin Starring. And I was talking to him during the break. This is his first radio interview that he's done, so we're honored to have him on for the full hour. We also have Tito Howard, the filmmaker, waiting in the wings again to walk us through all this, because he's such an expert on it as well. This is a very important story that must be told, that all Americans must be made aware of. We were talking during the break, Captain Boston. You were saying that you've done interviews with quite a few newspapers, Stubb.
Oh yes, but this incident all came about because for 36 years I respected the orders that were given to both Admiral Kidd, myself, and anybody that was involved in the Court of Inquiry to shut up, don't talk about it, and put a lid on it. And that came from McNamara and LBJ to McNamara. There wasn't any question, but Kidd told me that when he came back from Washington, but without rehashing the whole thing back from the beginning, Ike and I were given 1 week to complete that Court of Inquiry right after it happened, and Admiral McCain appointed Ike, Admiral Kidd as the president of the court, and two other captains on his staff to be in the court, and appointed me as counsel. I wasn't working for Admiral McCain. I was working for Admiral Riera down in Naples, and Ike Kidd was down in Naples also working for Admiral Griffin, who was the aft south. So we ended up in London that afternoon and flew down to Crete, boarded a destroyer, Barry, and boarded Liberty over the hole, and still had 25 bodies in the hole we carried back from the Egyptian waters to Malta. And from then on, after we finished the 7 days, and I put all these young kids on and all the survivors, but they couldn't put the dead on, and there was 34 dead and 171 injured, they're wounded, and most of the wounded were in hospitals around the Mediterranean, Naples and German reservoir. So the ones who were still alive and capable and also knew something to say, I put on, I think, something like 30 or 40 witnesses. But Admiral McGonagall, Admiral Captain, Commander then, later Captain, Commander McGonagall gave the best eyewitness. He was up on the bridge when his XO and operation, everybody topside, was shot, and heads all over, bodies and blood all over the place. And so anyway, we got back to London and a week later, and I used about 20 typists and finished up the record, and Admiral Kidd went back to Washington. I went to Washington with it, strapped to his wrist, and he carried a couple of guns and all that. And I went back to Naples. And about 10 days later, 15, I don't remember, in a couple of weeks, I had my own job to do, and so he called me and he got back. And first thing he said, Ward, he said, we can't talk, it's religion been put on it. Of course, I wouldn't talk anyway, being a lawyer. I knew that until the investigation was completed, you had to admonish all the witnesses, don't talk, don't say anything about this matter until after it's released officially. So he came back, I mean, he was a different person than he was when he left. He said they're not interested in his truth back. They're interested in the facts. They want to cover up. They're worried about the political ramifications. And he threw a few things like that in. He was such a wonderful person. It was hard to break his spirit. But it was a different Admiral Kidd than when he went back.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's slow down just a little bit, Captain Boston, because you're just saying so many important things here, historical things, and you've just gone public in the last few months on this issue. Correct me if I'm wrong. Now, Admiral Kidd, you say, went back to Washington, came back. You'd been one of the investigators there when the Liberty came into port with the dead body still on the bottom.
Well, we wrote it back. We wrote the story out and boarded Liberty, and I think on June the 10th, I think that's about right. And he and I wrote it for the next 3 or 4 days, but the poor old Liberty is about ready to sink. And in fact, we boarded about 2 in the morning, climbed over the hold where we still had with bodies in there that hadn't been removed, couldn't be removed, and a damage control assistant in my presence about 2 in the morning told the CO, Commander McGonagall, Captain, I think the ship's going to break in two. And I thought, boy, that's a good way to end my days after being on the Yorktown in combat and the rest of my experiences. But anyway, he shored it up. Beautiful job. Those people are remarkable. They kept that old boat going until we got back to Malta. And then we ended up, we convened the court there. The two captains that came down from London joined us. And I'd already talked to a lot of the witnesses, naturally, to get them prepared to put them on. Young kids would cry when they tell you about it. And, of course, they had a terrible shock. They were sunbathing. There wasn't any indication anybody was going to get shot. And next thing, the blood and everything topside, and the bodies, the XO and the ops officer, all of them were dead. But anyway, we came back to London and finished up the record there. It had to be typed. We didn't have a legal staff to do it. Had to use that in London. And I went to Washington. I came back to Naples. Then about 2 weeks, I went back to Washington. I went to Washington, and they rewrote a lot
Now, Captain, you say that the Admiral Kidd, who was a guy you couldn't break his spirits, you were saying that he sounded very depressed.
Well, he had a strong. I mean, we had such a good relationship. I wouldn't denigrate Admiral Kidd's character, integrity, or anything else under any condition. But it was obvious he was like I was. He was given an order. He passed the orders on to me that came from the top level. In fact, there's an article. I mean, there have been so many things written about this, and then of course some of Crystal's followers have tried to blast and imply that there's a lot of lying on our part. There's no lying. It's the reaction, the opinion that I had then, and I still have.
But well, let me stop there, you.
I
want to
run this in right now if I can.
Well, absolutely.
I didn't know Crystal until 1990 when he called me and he wanted to interview me. And I said, no, I cannot be interviewed because I'm still, as far as I'm concerned, nobody's lifted that ban about talking. So he proceeded to ask questions about me, sort of in a peripheral area, which I answered, like my background. I've already told you that. And he claimed he was a naval aviator in combat, but when I checked the dates he got his wings, he couldn't have been in Korea. I mean, it's not that difficult to run dates through. Anyway,
Captain, you're covering, again, at light speed, a lot of issues here. You're talking about the book that was written.
Yes.
By this individual, this Mr. Crystal, and according to Newsmax, you went public because of what the Liberty Alliance called propaganda in the book, and you're saying that his book itself has a lot of facts that are wrong, and it contradicts the eyewitnesses, the report, all of it.
Well, have you had an opportunity to look at the Navy Times of July last year? The headline, Conflicting Comments Rekindle Liberty Dispute?
Yes, sir. We read the report on air.
I was surprised. Now, I was called the week before that article was printed and by Brian Jordan was his name. He was identified himself as editor of Marine Times. He was a reporter, but I guess, a little higher position. But anyway, he asked me if I were willing to say anything about Liberty. Well, I had found out that Crystal was whitewashing, was an apologist for the Israelis, and so I said, well, 36 years have gone by. I was taken by events now. A book's been written. I don't agree under any condition what he said. And, of course, Admiral Kidd was deceased by then, so he couldn't stand up like I was. And I said, yes, I'll tell you what my opinion is. I said it was a deliberate attack. They wanted to sink that ship, and they murdered those sailors. And I'll never change my mind on that from what I personally knew. And, I was there, and Crystal wasn't. So they printed that, but the funny, Navy Times, Marine Times, but I didn't realize they'd talked to Richard Helms, who I had a lot of admiration for as a great CIA director. And down if he wasn't included with me, he said Captain Ward Boston, the retired Navy counsel lawyer and coronado, and Richard Helms, and Dick Helms came right out and said in this article. Said, but then he concluded, said he didn't want to spend the rest of his life in court, so he wouldn't talk about it anymore. Unfortunately, he died right after that. I mean, some of my old buddies in the FBI have suggested I better look over my shoulder since I may be taking on a bigger issue there than I said, it doesn't worry me. I'm over 80 years old now, and I'm ready to mention it.
Are you telling me that, because, I mean, that was a while back, I'd forgotten the article, you're saying Helms, later to become director of the CIA, he went public about the Liberty?
Oh, yes, he was director then. He had, they told him to cover up. I mean, in other words, to declare it was an accident. They didn't know what they were doing, which is a lot of malarkey.
Captain, we got to break again. This is absolutely amazing. We're going to continue, bring Tito Howard up, but I don't want to stop you. You're just so much key info. And I want to go over your statement about how this was a war crime.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in a $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Michael Corbin, host of A Closer Look. Now you can hear more of A Good Thing. Beginning Monday, November 17th, we are expanding our daily program to 2 hours. A Closer Look will air Monday through Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. Mountain, 8 to 10 Eastern, right here on the Genesis Communications Network. Join me each day as we take a closer look at the issues that affect your daily lives. I take the mainstream media to task by exposing the real power behind the international elite that are working to bring this great nation to its knees. A Closer Look puts you in the driver's seat by keeping you informed. Our program, combined with other programs on this network, such as Alex Jones, strives to present a united front on the war against corruption being perpetrated by our politicians. We provide you the means to halt their assault so we can take our country back. So join me Monday through Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Mountain, 8 to 10 Eastern, right here on the Genesis Communications Network. Be there.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Absolutely. What an amazing individual. Veteran of World War II in the Pacific, seeing some of the heaviest action, because I know the history of the aircraft carrier he was on. Then he boarded the USS Liberty right after, a few days after it was attacked, helped get it into port, almost sunk on him. Got all the reports from the eyewitnesses, and then saw the ensuing whitewash. And then after seeing the propaganda put out by the mainstream media, went public, and you just heard him, former director of the CIA, going public and then dying right after that, and his buddies at the FBI telling Mr. Boston, who was also an FBI agent, that he better start looking over at his back. Mr. Boston, Captain Boston, and we're about to bring up Tito Howard. Again, I'm so honored to have you here for your first radio interview.
Philip, before the break, you acted surprised that Richard Helms had made that statement. Well, this Bryant Jordan Navy Times article, second paragraph, I won't read about mine because I already told you that, quoting Richard Helms, it was no accident, former CIA Director Richard Helms said May the 29th, bucking that agency's June the 13th, 67 report that indicated the incident could have been a mistake. And he continued on and said he didn't want to... He wasn't going to talk anymore. That was it, but it was a deliberate attack. But go ahead, I interrupted you.
Well, no, no, sir.
One other thing, let me get this in before you get it. I don't know this gentleman, but there have been so many accusations of saying, coming on, why did I wait 36 years to come on all that? But anyway, one person apparently supports me completely in that. The U.S. Naval Institute proceedings in July 2003 had one... Crystal supporter, and then they had this gentleman who I don't know, but this is his back when David Smythe, S-M-Y-T-H, and I'll read one paragraph and I'll finish up. As a national newsman and editor of the Associated Press, I read David Umpteump's article with interest. After about 20 years ago, I did an AP story on the Liberty Incident. It was published by the Los Angeles Times and a large number of other U.S. newspapers. I spoke to the following officials. Their titles correspond to the positions they enjoyed at the time. I'm having trouble reading of the incident, and they all told me that the Israel attack was deliberate and deliberate and not an accident. Secretary of State Dean Rusk, he said it. Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Thomas Moore, Central Intelligence Agency CIA Director Richard Helms, and National Security Agency NSA Deputy Louis Tortello. Now, I won't read the whole thing. I'll finish up with this comment. I might add that I gathered other statements. Secretary of Defense Robert McNair told me on the phone that he had no recollection of the attack on Liberty. I found this curious at the time, as I understood him to have the reputation of a man with a filing cabinet memory. I also talked to Admiral Isaac Kidd, who headed the Naval Court of Inquiry. I told him what the others had said and then asked if he had any opinion. He said, quote, "The giants of that time can speak out. I know when to keep my mouth shut." And that's exactly the position he took from the time he came back from Washington. Keep your mouth shut. And Crystal calls me in 1990, wanted to interview him, and I said, no,
Well, let me just say this, Captain. Let me just say this. I've been studying this for 5 years, and obviously you know more than I do on the subject, but we've had the people who were on the ship. We've had filmmakers. We've had admirals. We've had the former chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, saying what you're saying. You refresh my memory about the Navy Times, Marine Corps Times article with the former CIA director saying this a couple days before he had a little problem and died. Now, we're seeing all this develop. You were there. You did the investigation. I'm going to listen to you, not Irving Kristol, running around with the neocons spewing his propaganda. Secondarily, before we break, and I promise we'll get to T.O. Howard, who I just appreciate so much being here with us, riding shotgun, and you stay with us, Captain.
Yeah, let me going say one back thing before you break. I'll forget it. Now, well, Kristol calls me in 1990, wanted to interview me. I said no, so I said, talk to Admiral Kidd. Now, 2 hours later, Admiral Kidd calls me back and said, Ward, in his deep voice, Ward, I just talked to that guy, Kristol. He said, I think he's an Israeli agent. And I said, Admiral, I have no dispute with that conclusion because of the way he was asking questions. And so he went, made 15 trips to Israel, talked to those people, yet they would not let us, when we concluded that Court of Inquiry on Liberty, they would not let us go to Israel to talk to the people who were involved in this matter. They said, no, come on home with the evidence you got. What evidence? Ex parte, one side, only the people on the ship. And if their testimony wasn't enough to convince everybody it was deliberate, a person has to be blind or deaf. Go ahead.
Well, no, absolutely. When we get back, I want to talk more about your affidavit where you say that, again, LBJ and McNamara told your investigation to basically whitewash it, and I want to get Mr. Howard on as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Your rug, your sofa,
they go
curtains.
Into you, into your children.
Their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word. PuriTech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
PuriTech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The PuriTech Pure Air System. Online at PuriTech.com.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've got a lot of news articles about the USS Liberty, Associated Press, London Guardian, Newsmax, and others hosted on the site covering this important issue. We're about to go back to Captain Boston for this amazing interview. We're going to get Tito Howard on first. I know Tito's probably got some great questions for him as well. Tito Howard, the documentary filmmaker of the film Loss of Liberty. But let me read from this Newsmax article to recap what we're talking about for those that just joined us listening all across the country. The most stunning revelation was a statement by Captain Ward Boston, the senior legal counsel for the Navy's Court of Inquiry into the attack on the Liberty. His statement was read by Rear Admiral Merlin Starring, a former Judge Advocate General of the Navy, following her portions of what were read out of the affidavit by the man who's a World War II veteran, FBI agent, lawyer, Navy captain, investigator. This is part of his statement, and he can obviously add to it if he likes. The late Admiral Isaac Kidd and I were given only 1 week to gather evidence for the Navy's official investigation. Despite the short amount of time we were given, we gathered a vast amount of evidence, including hours of heartbreaking testimony from the young survivors. The evidence was clear. Both Admiral Kidd and I believe with certainty that this attack, which killed 34 American sailors and injured 172 others, was a deliberate effort to sink an American ship and murder its entire crew. I am certain that the Israeli pilots that undertook the attack, as well as their supervisors who had ordered the attack, were aware that the ship was an American. I saw our flag, which had visibly identified the ship as American, riddled with bullet holes, and heard testimony that made it clear that the Israelis intended there be no survivors. Not only did the Israelis attack the ship for over 2 hours with napalm, gunfire, and hundreds of rockets and missiles, Israeli torpedo boats machine-gunned three lifeboats were machine-gunned that had been launched in an attempt to save the crew. A war crime. After saying he was moved to speak out by a book titled The Liberty Incident by Irving Kristol, he described it as an attempt to whitewash the facts. He then dropped a bombshell, saying, I have firsthand knowledge from my personal conversations with Admiral Kidd that President Lyndon Johnson and Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara personally ordered him to cover up the true facts and conclude the attack was a case of mistaken identity despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary. And again, folks, and LBJ had the planes turned back and got on the phone to yell at the admirals on the day of the event to make them turn the planes back to not defend that ship. By the grace of God and the crew's incredible valiant skill, it did not go to the bottom. We're about to go back to Captain Ward Boston, but to bring in Tito Howard up, who's been holding patiently. I appreciate you doing that, Tito. Captain Boston has so much important info to say, and you've obviously been helping to tell that story. Mr. Howard, do you have any questions or comments for Captain Boston?
Well, I'm just really pleased that he's stepped forward now, and we've known all along that this was a premeditated, deliberate attack. I've known it since 75, because I was told that by Admiral Moore just 5 months after he stepped down from being the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff for two terms. And you mentioned the life rafts that three French-built Israeli motor torpedo boats fired just about everything they had at Liberty, all six torpedoes, one hit. And then they pulled off, and then when they saw the activity of the three, they only had three life rafts left out of like 26. And these were large life red, bright orange, and they were put over because the captain had given the order to abandon ship. George Golden, Commander Golden, was the chief engineer aboard Liberty, and he was one of the main reasons the ship survived. But the so the order was given, and so they put these three over the side, and the Israeli torpedo boats came back up, fired at them, sank two of them, broke the tether on the third one, took it aboard one of the motor torpedo boats, and that life raft is in an Israeli military museum near Dimona in the northern Negev as a trophy.
Now, let me stop you right there, Tito Howard, because I got two questions for Captain Boston and then you.
Okay.
Number one, I mean, I know enough about military law. I've never been in the military, though I do like to study it somewhat. This is a classic textbook war crime. I want to get your comment on this. To try to kill sailors or anybody who is in life rafts and then to take one aboard, to even take one away, that's a war crime. Secondarily, why is this story so important? I mean, it's not just the 36 people they killed and the 70-something wounded. It's not just that. It's that this is a bigger cover-up. It shows the corruption. It shows the control of the media. It shows how they would attack the records of these men. That's my opinions on it. I'd like to get your take, Captain Boston, and then, of course, Mr. Howard, on the two issues of the war crime and why is this story important.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, and I don't think I can amplify any more than what Tito said and what you, your conclusion. That would be, I mean, that's so basic, even from World War II days, when Japanese would shoot naval aviators bailing out in the parachutes, the same rationale, the same legal basis, international law. There's so many problems with this whole Liberty incident, from why they wanted to sink the Liberty, and the information that they had slaughtered 200 POWs, or all kinds of confirmed stories. And I think Banford, I think is his name, wrote a good book, something, Bodies of Secrets. and he covered the Liberty and some of those witnesses and did a beautiful job.
It's a 900-page book. He was the former 2020 executive. He says also in the book from the reports and witnesses that they wanted to sink it to blame it on Egypt. Your comments on that, Captain?
That would be my assumption. You see, when we finished up after 7 days, all I had to go on was what the kids are. They're still the people who were still aboard who could testify, especially the commanding officer. I had, if we could have gone to Italy. Now, a little aside on that, I have no strong feelings. I suppose I've been accused of being anti-Semitic because I'm taking a strong stand on Israeli behavior here. I'm not. Of course, I told you I started with Harold Gomberg, one of the finest people in the world, and one of my, couldn't have been a better friend, and it still is. I treat people individually, not by, but when I see things like this, I check.
Captain, look, I mean, we've defended Israel when they need to be defended. We don't support Hamas. They're terrorists. We've gone through this, and I get attacked for this. If Germany did this, if England did this, if the U.S. government did this, if the Eskimos did this, we would have to expose it, would we not?
Absolutely. And another quick one there. I defended a lieutenant who later made captain, who was accused of strafing friendly forces in Korea. And when I was asked to come out and defend, I went aboard the Phil Sea and went up the bomb line, but the weather was so bad we couldn't get over. And the admiral, who was very anxious to get this information to see whether we're going to court-martial this lieutenant, I told him there wasn't any way I could do anything but defend him unless I went over and talked to witnesses and saw what happened over there. Now, that was during Korea, and here in Liberty, many years later, it was almost a replay. We couldn't go. If they said no, come on with what you've got. One-sided. So back to the lieutenant, I prevailed in that by saying, well, he thinks he might have strafed friendly forces, but that's all his conclusion is. Now, in the Liberty case, there's no question what they did, and we weren't allowed at that time to go to...
Captain, how important is it that they had unmarked aircraft?
Well, I'm not sure they were unmarked. Some of the pictures I saw had the... You know, they call it the Star of David, but it's really, if you look in the dictionary, it's Solomon's Seal. What most people say, even Jewish people call it the Star of David, but I looked in the dictionary one day and I was surprised to see it's called Solomon's Seal.
Yeah, it is. He sealed the genie up with that.
But anyway, back, I saw two or three pictures and with the Star of David, as they call it, on the side.
Well, then let me get Tito's comment on that, Tito, because the press reports have said unmarked planes. You're...
Well, there's no question that there were unmarked planes because everybody on board said that was true. It was the only time in all of Israel's wars that they've used unmarked planes, and that shows the deliberate nature of it because there's no reason to use unmarked planes in a battle.
Well, Tito, the C-140s were marked, weren't they?
Yeah, but that wasn't during combat.
That was preceding it. They had every reason to... Well, go ahead.
The Liberty was surveilled 13 times from 6 in the morning.
Oh, the surveillance craft, and then they sent unmarked. That's even sneakier.
Yes,
right.
It is. Yeah.
I'm not arguing that point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're actually in agreement. Well, that's good. Now, Tito, why is this story so important?
Well, it's important because our entire Middle East policy has been predicated upon Israeli support because they're a great ally and strategic ally of the United States. And we've gotten Marines killed in Beirut because of the Israelis. There's never a causal relationship, a cause and effect. The Israelis lied to our government when they attacked southern Lebanon in 82. Because they told us they were only going to go in 20 kilometers. Then they went into Beirut, an Arab capital, and they dropped over 800,000 bombs, artillery shells, and tank shells. And so then we pressured the PLO to leave. And they said, but if we leave, what about our women and children? And we, the United States, said, we will take care of them. And Philip Habib, who is the special envoy where the president signed that, and I've seen that document. And then, so they left, and then the Palestinians were given Sabra and Shatila. And that's when we sent the Marines in, and all the hatred that all that caused, you know, Sabra, Shatila particularly, then a guy in a big truck bomb, blows up. We lose 243 Marines on the 23rd of October in 1983. I was in the Middle East there.
Tito, let me shift gears back to the captain. Captain Boston, what would you like to see be done with this now? Where would you like to see this go? Would, I mean, McNamara indicted or reprimanded or an investigation? I mean, what would you like to see happen?
Well, I think, as I said, Brandon, I think we should have the facts that are available that weren't available then and which we predicated that court of inquiry upon. There was a couple of ECs flying over. The tapes have never been made available. One of them made available. The 65 sworn statements by the people in the hospital from Liberty, they weren't included in our court because we didn't have them available. And when I kid took the record back to Washington, I assume that they were sent into Washington, but I've never seen it. I don't recall seeing them. And the only copy I've ever seen of the court of inquiry is one that Jim Ennis, was one of the survivors, he sent me a copy of the court. And my first reaction was, well, I don't see any of the corrections I made. And I made 15 or 20 corrections where the typist had put on the bottom of one page A-N-D and on the top of the next page the way we were feeding them that from the center mass.
All right. Well, Captain Boston, you know, during a break I was talking to you, you said that there's been an outpouring of support to you and appreciation by the survivors of the Liberty. Can you speak to that, and can you do that
absolutely.
As well?
Absolutely. I was surprised because I've had these, there were kids then, they're up in their 60s and 70s now, but on my birthday I was surprised to get birthday cards. And actually, when I opened the first one, I couldn't ask, well, what's this? And every one of them was so grateful that I had broken that so-called order, the command not to talk about the case. And when Jordan asked my opinion, I said, yes, it was delivered my opinion. And from then on, I must have gotten 15 or 20, and I checked with somebody one day, and I said, how did you find out about my birthday? And they said, well, we have ways of finding out.
Let me ask you a question, another question. There were the admirals on board the ships. One of them was on the phone with McNamara. Then he went up the chain of command to LBJ telling him, you turn those jets back. I don't care if all those sailors die. You keep this quiet.
Right.
I want to go over those admirals' names again. And then any other revelations that Kidd told you in private about the cover-up?
Well, the ones that, that's a side that I didn't have available when we got the court. Admiral McCain gave us 7 days. We were back in 7 days, but when we boarded Liberty, he got sick. I ran two other courts of inquiry for him. One that's still classified, I can't talk about it. And the base went aground down in Rhodes. That was quite a big deal. But we were very close, always close, and he spoke his mind freely to me, and I did to him. But when he got an order, just like he said in this Dan Smith article, the big guy made the decision, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Well, he came back and said to keep your mouth shut, don't talk. We did have one interview with a guy named Irving R. Levine, I think was his name, was in Rome, or I don't know whether we went to Rome for it or not. But I took me along, and he was given permission. Now, see, this was all orchestrated. Right after we boarded Liberty, when we got back to Malta, it wasn't on Liberty.
You're told to talk to you were told specifically that there were certain reporters you were to talk to.
Well, I wasn't told, but here's the way they orchestrated it. And I'm working the witnesses. I was on the phone. I'm sure every night.
But you said that they told you it was okay to talk to these people.
No. You mean that Levine?
Yes.
Well, that was after I got back from Washington.
Okay.
But back in Malta, we were there one day or 2 days into the court, formal court, and we were interrupted by three JCS people. I always thought they were three stars, but I believe that one was a three-star Air Force, and they had Air Force, Navy, and Army represent from the JCS. And they came aboard, and I called me aside later. You see, he dealt with everything big. I dealt with little people. But
this is Ike Kidd.
McCain every day, and McCain's on the phone with Washington. In fact, when we were in London, McCain didn't know which way to go until I told him. He asked me, well, what should we do? And I was hoping I was going to not get involved in something going to wear me down to a nub. But I said, well, I think we better have a formal court of inquiry and put everybody under oath. That way, while it's
But you were talking about something being scripted, something being staged.
Well, I never finished that statement. When we were in Malta, all these wheels were coming through, big people and newspapers, all of them, and I would be dealing with them, and they sent a guy named Cooney, and I'm not sure. He was a PAO type. But all of a sudden, I said, well, we have to let these newspaper people have a statement every night. And so they got together on what to say. That was not my bailiwick because they were working on the PAOs. You know, you understand what I'm saying.
No, I understand now, yes.
Yeah, so anyway, then that was when it looked like some of these sailors were out on the beach getting talking, and so they would call back in and admonish, don't talk, and of course they'd get a few drinks and they'd get some of these pretty fast newspaper boys to question them, and next thing, the Navy was back in Washington, their place else was jumping up and down.
Tell you what, stay there, we'll be right back, stay with us.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul tastes like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. I just talked to Captain Ward Boston, his first radio interview on this subject. He's done quite a few newspaper interviews about the USS Liberty and the sneak attack, the cover-up, and how that changed really the geopolitical structure of what's going on in the Middle East, and this policy of lying. He's agreed to stay with us a little bit in the next hour. If you guys want to get involved on air and take some calls, it's 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Call in now. This is your chance. We've also got Tito Howard, who's been on now three times with us. Before that, a couple times, probably five times with us. So honored to have him and his great work. We'll tell you how to get the video, Loss of Liberty, here in a few minutes. Captain Boston, you were talking before the break about these fast-talking reporters there out on the beach with the drunk Navy guys, you know, the guys had a few drinks, trying to get answers out of them. That's when we hit the break. Go ahead.
Well, that was the architect, I say, I'm not sure if it was Washington or St. Cincinnati or anyway, Admiral Kidd was on the run with Admiral McCain practically maybe two or three times a day during the hearing, the court proceedings. And that's when the newspaper people had gotten it. They came down in swarms, and then we had this JCS group that came through, and they suggested maybe they should do that. But anyway, we kept the court going, and then they sent a PAO guy down from London who got together with Admiral Kidd every night to give the newspaper people a statement of basic things. I mean, heck, they could look at the ship and see it had 800 holes in it, all that stuff. But I don't think the newspaper people were too happy that there was sort of a quasi-lid already put on the...
All right, very important. T.O. Howard, comments.
Well, you know, this has been going on all these years, and these guys are older now. This is probably the greatest scandal in the history of the United States. For the United States to listen to the words of their attackers, and it's the most successful fifth column in any country in the history of the world. And to put it into some perspective, since the attack on the Liberty in 67, the United States has given more aid to Israel than all of Black Africa, Latin American, and the Caribbean combined. Now, that borders on the obscene, given 40 million cases of AIDS in Africa and all kinds of problems in South America. So the entire geopolitical situation, which you had mentioned, has been changed. And we're a country of laws. We're a country of democratic principles. And we have bent all of those for the Israelis' advantage. And now we're paying a big price because Arabs and Muslims hate us.
Well, I would also add to all of this that when you look at the big picture, they left a ship there. We're going to let them sink it to blame it on Egypt. We'd let them strafe the lifeboats. We'd turn the jets back. What will the government do today? Because we had a lot better, more moral people, you know, back when people like Ward Boston were G-men at the FBI and then captains in the Navy. I mean, today I look at the sociopaths in government. I mean, I'm scared.
Well, you have reason to be scared. There are so many weapons and so many hands, and the demographics have changed a lot since 67. Now we have two bitter enemies, Pakistan and India, that are nuclear powers.
I'll tell you what, we've got to leave it there. We've got a break for the third hour. I'm going to keep you guys on about 10, 15 minutes. It's so gracious of you, Captain Boston and you, Mr. Howard. I want to take some calls. Bam, bam, bam. For our guest, quick comment or question for Captain Boston or Mr. Howard, the filmmaker. 1-800-259-9231. Be the first folks to talk on the radio with Captain Boston. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed.